I realized last week, 1 week ago, it was April Fool's Day, right? And I know with Dave, we're not talking engagement stories, but I shared with some staff here in the building, which I didn't, I guess I just assumed everybody knew because you and I have talked about it so many times.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've talked about it so many times, my engagement story and the fact that April 1st is the anniversary of my engagement, just as Groundhog's Day is yours.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. We both have holidays.
Right. Exactly. And however, I dropped on the to some of our coworkers here how I proposed to my wife by on April Fool's Day, saying that I was breaking up with her, and then giving her a like collage of photos as almost a present, a going away gift. I don't know.
It was a little breakup collage where you had written on there, "Will you marry me?" But she was almost a little too mad to look at it.
Yeah, exactly. She wasn't looking at the thing. And then, you know, it kind of simmered for probably what seemed like way too long. And then I said April Fool's and I got down on my knee and the rest is history. That's our story. I've apologized to her since because I realized that that was a terrible, terrible way to go about getting engaged to someone.
High probability for disaster, sure. Especially if her first reaction would have been like, you know what? You're right. I think so, too.
I know. And I thought about that like 15 seconds before I launched into the quote bit. And I was like, well, too late now.
Nope,
and
I'm jumping off the cliff. We got to do this.
I know, exactly. So I only bring that up because I had gotten the engagement ring several months prior. I'd actually picked it up in time to, if I wanted to propose on Valentine's Day, I could have. Because I had gotten the ring on Valentine's Day, and obviously you think, okay, Valentine's Day to April 1st, you know, there are several weeks that have transpired. And so we had been living apart long distance at the time. And so I had the ring for a long time, and I was just trying to think of, you know, a way to propose. And then finally that kind of, I don't want to say that. That was kind of the final sort of idea that came to my head at the last second. So
now, anyways. Did you know what her taste was in engagement rings? Like, did she give you any indication, or did she like? Did you talk about it? Did she know it might be coming?
So yeah, we'd talked about getting married before, and I think she had said. And I want to remember, if my memory serves me right, that she had mentioned a cut of ring that she liked. Okay. So I just kept that in my head and I was like, okay. So I'm just going to make sure that I get something like that, you know, for her. So in a way she kind of had dropped hints, but, you know, didn't outright say and didn't pick it out herself. So anyways, we bring this up because Dave's, he's a listener, not his real
name.
Yeah. He's got some questions for women about the ring.